Well, do you hear that school bell? You know what that means? We are back. We've had to go on a little field trip for some of these classes, but we're on our way back now, and we're back in our old schoolhouse. And so I would like to say we're going to stay here. Maybe, maybe not. We might have to take another field trip shortly. And if we do, I'll send everyone home with their permission slip so you can tune in at any time, or tune in every time that this Radio Bible School comes on, and be a student in this class. Now, the Warren County Radio Bible School, you're in that class today, and today is a special day in which we're going to read from the Rock Cliff Review, the bulletin that we pass out at the meeting house at Rock Cliff when we gather together to meet on Sunday mornings. And it usually has something to do with a sermon that I'm preaching that morning. And that particular Sunday morning that I'm reading of this article in the bulletin was a time I was preaching Isaiah chapter 41. And the title of this is, Fear Not, I Will Help Thee. Let me read that to you. God had Isaiah send a message forward to his nation in captivity. He said, Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm, Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee. Isaiah 41, verses 10 and verses 13 through 14. The reference to Jacob as a worm is not a reference of disgust, but of helplessness. As Isaiah described it, God appeared before the nations, calling for their reverence of silence. Isaiah 41 in verse 1. God tells them that he will raise up a man in the east. Isaiah 41 in verse 2. Who will come from the north. Isaiah 41 in verse 25. To work God's righteousness. He will subdue the nations before him and make him rule over kings. They will be as the dust to his sword and as driven stubble to his bow. He will pursue them, pass among them safely, rule where he had not gone with his feet. Isaiah 41, 3 through 4. The nations would band together against this man. They would encourage one another, but it would be in vain. Isaiah 41, 5 through 7. However, God assured his people, saying, But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Isaiah 41, 8 and 9. The enemies of Israel will be ashamed and confounded. They will be as nothing. They shall perish. Isaiah 41, 11 and 12. God said to Israel, Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small. Thou shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 41, 15 and 16. To his helpless people, God said, When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water, that they may see and know, and consider, and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this. and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Isaiah 41:18-20. Other nations may turn to idols and fasten it with nails that it shall not be moved. Isaiah 41:7. But those idols will not know the latter end, or declare things to come. Isaiah 41:22-23. God says of them, "Behold, ye are nothing, and your work of naught. An abomination is he that chooseth you." Isaiah 41:24. "Behold, they're all vanity, their works are nothing. Their molten images are wind and confusion." Isaiah 41:29. But to Zion, God says, "I will give to Jerusalem one that bringeth good tidings." Isaiah 41:27. Unlike those idols, God told Isaiah of things to come. 170 years later, God raised up King Cyrus, who did just what God said this man would do. He was a man of Persia to the east, and his armies came to Jerusalem from the north. These Persians reigned from Egypt and Macedonia to India. The enemies of Israel were subdued and sent the glad tidings to Jerusalem that the Jews could return. These words gave the Jews hope. It was a hope that made them not ashamed, for God did as he had promised. We have promises of God. We also have a hope that maketh not ashamed. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, and not only so, we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. Romans 5:2-5. We have the promise that God will be with us and help us. Isaiah told Israel they would have God's help, and they did. Jesus tells us we will have his help, and we do. Therefore, fear not. Well, I'm preaching through Isaiah at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff about once Sunday morning a month. I'll preach some portion of Isaiah until we complete that whole book. I've really enjoyed doing that. Maybe you'll want to come by and visit and hear the sermon in person and not just read an excerpt from it on the radio out of the bulletin. And you're welcome to do so. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're reading old Sunday school lessons. This is a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam prepared for the Sundays of June 12, 1927. And we're sitting down in this radio Bible class the way our grandparents, our great-grandparents, used to go to Sunday school and study their Bibles together, and studying some of those same things. Now, the lesson text is about Peter delivered from prison, is Acts chapter 12, verses 5-17. Now, I'll read that now. "Peter, therefore, was kept in the prison, but his prayer was made earnestly of the church unto God for him. And when Herod was about to bring him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the guards before the doors kept the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shined in the cell, and he smote Peter on the side and awoke him, saying, Rise up quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And he did so. And he said unto him, Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me. And he went out and followed, and he knew not it was true which was done by the angel, but he thought he saw a vision. And when they were past the first and second guard, they came to the iron gate that leadeth to the city, which openeth to them of its own accord. And they went out and passed through one street, and straightway the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a truth, that the Lord hath sent forth his angel and delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together and were praying. And when he knocked at the door of the gate, a maid came to answer named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for joy, but ran in and told that Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she confidently affirmed that it was even so. And they said, It is his angel. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened, they saw him and were amazed. But he, beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him forth out of the prison. And he said, Tell these things to James and to the brethren. And he departed into another place. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Psalm 34 and verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Jehovah delivereth him out of them all. The devotional reading is the 31st Psalm, and I will read that now. It has this inscription, For the chief musician, a psalm of David. In thee, O Jehovah, do I take refuge. Never let me be put to shame. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow thine ear unto me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou to me a strong rock, a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Wherefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pluck me out of the net that they have laid privily for me. For thou art my stronghold. Into thy hand I commend my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Jehovah, thou God of truth. I hate them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in Jehovah. I will be glad and rejoice in thy loving kindness. For thou hast seen my affliction. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and thou hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large place. Have mercy upon me, O Jehovah, for I am in distress. My eye wasteth away with grief, yea, my soul and my body, for my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of my iniquity, and my bones are wasted away. Because of all mine adversaries I become a reproach, yea, unto my neighbors exceedingly, and a fear to mine acquaintances. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mine. I am like a broken vessel. For I've heard the defamation of the many, terror on every side when they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Jehovah. I said, Thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me in thy loving kindness. Let me not be put to shame, O Jehovah, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be put to shame. Let them be silent in Sheol. Let the lying lips be dumb which speak against the righteous insolently with pride and contempt. But oh, how great is thy goodness which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that take refuge in thee, before the sons of men. In the covert of thy presence, thou wilt hide me from the plottings of men, and will keep me secretly in the pavilion in the strife of tongues.